Should people who are not estate agents become a self-employed estate agent? Today, I'm joined by Ev Foster, who is operating principal from Keller Williams in Scotland. Ev, Keller Williams is quite well known as one of the only larger self-employed estate agency models that accepts people who've never sold a house before. Yeah. Is that a wise thing? Talk to me.
Well, I do think it's a wise thing as long as they then get the proper training and mentoring and support as when they come into the model. I don't believe that. Well, define experienced estate agent to me. What does that mean?
Well, this is the thing where I slightly agree with you on one part, is that there's loads of negs out there who have negotiated a sale but never bought or sold a house themselves. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people say that it's all about, you know, you can teach aptitude, but you can't teach attitude.
I totally agree. And I think the thing with bringing non-estate agents into estate agency, if they come with the right attitude, they come with the right approach, then the bit about the selling houses, you can teach that bit. You know, and I think, you know, there's a lot of people want, what is an experienced estate agent? You know, some a valuer that goes out and values houses and then comes back and, you know, hands it to the next in the office mm-hmm. and lets them get on with it. Who's the most experienced out of that? You know, I've got a lot of people who come to me and say, I want to be an estate agent. I've always had a passion for property. And my question is, but do you have a passion for people? Because that's what it's all about, surely.
Yeah, the amount of people that see Homes Under the Hammer or Grand Designs and think it's going to be the same. It's a bit like my wife is an exceptional cook. It doesn't mean that she'd be able to run a restaurant successfully.
Yep, absolutely. And I think, you know, the teaching of the, you know, what makes a successful estate agent?
It depends how you classify success, but surely we're in the business to get someone moved from one chapter of their life to the other in a expeditive way, mm-hmm. at a reasonable cost with a least amount of hassle. Mm-hmm.
So you want somebody that cares. You want somebody that knows client service. You want somebody that knows customer service. You want somebody that's got empathy with the client. Is that not better for the client if they have somebody in their corner like that rather than somebody that's maybe, you know, been an experienced estate agent, whatever that phrase means, for years?
Why do you think there is such resistance in the industry for people who are not estate agents coming into estate agency?
By existing estate agents? Well, I think it's partly to do with people don't like change. People don't like, you know, the industry's been the way it's been for many years and traditionally quite, shall I say, male dominated, mm-hmm. right? You know, flexibility of hours, et cetera, et cetera. You know, there's many reasons for it. So I do think that, I better watch what I say, that some of my male colleagues don't like the change more than some of the my female colleagues.
Do you think other self-employed models are being short-sighted by not accepting non-estate agents?
I do, but it comes back to what I said before. You have to have the training to be able to take people in without having experience of it.
Because, you know, I've interviewed many Keller people and, you know, you famously say we're a training firm who just happen to sell houses. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yet there's one thing that I have noticed is the number of estate agents that join you but don't go through the training program and then fail. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm almost taking words out of your mouth here, aren't
I? Yeah,
But I do see it, if we're looking at this completely from the other way,
yeah.
Is there are agents out there that have joined you lot and bombed.
In my opinion, the main reason for that is that, yes, they're experienced estate agents, but they're not experienced in building a business. They're not experienced in lead generation. They're not experienced in that side of, I mean, you know, if you've been an experienced estate agent and leads are given to you, your diary's full of valuations. I've done it myself. You know, I get up in the morning, I've got 4 or 5 valuations in my diary off a pop. You know, that doesn't set me up to then be a self-employed estate agent
no,
because... I'm a valuer. That's what I'm doing. So a lot of agents will come in and they'll fail because they haven't, and they don't take the training because they don't think they need it. So, but they need it in the lead generation side of things.
So what would your message be to any estate agent who's th wanting to go self-employed? There is one, obviously one big one, I can say it, EXP, but then there are others on the horizon who are growing, like the agency, IAD. Why should someone join you?
I think our training that we give a non-estate agent is, well, we are the only ones really that accept non-estate agents. I think the training that we give, we have a leadership team, a physical office,
Okay,
you know,
my
some
message was for people who are estate
who are
agents.
estate agents. Well, again, I think the fact that we have a leadership team, my team is are all experienced estate agents, so we can then take people in, but the main thing is then training them how to build a business. We run an in-house course now called the Evolution Experience in Scotland, which is run by myself. So it's building a business, lead generation, and then you know
So in
the
essence, they're getting
fundamentals.
that what with other models, they might have virtual worlds and things like that. You are basically right, you're part of the team, come in, take the training. You might think you know everything, but leave that at the door and we'll
Yeah.
guide and support and coach you.
Yeah, well, you don't know what you don't know. So how, you know, and I can't comment on the other models' training because I've never been through it. But from what I hear, then we focus very much, and I can only speak really for Scotland as well, because that's where you know I am. We focus really, really heavily on building a business and lead generation. You know, the estate, what you could be the best estate agent, again, whatever that means, but if you don't have any clients to serve, what does it mean?
Indeed, indeed. But isn't it interesting? I mean, how many market centres are there at the moment with Keller? Seven or eight?
So we've got five down south, and now we've got kind of KW Scotland as well.
Okay. Isn't it interesting that the successful ones are run by Claire Readings, Tanya, and I know your numbers are impressive as well. There's a link there, isn't there?
The fact that we're all women. Is that where you're going with that? Okay, yeah.
Because that's the point, is this, is that the Keller model only works if the market centre works, because there's been some absolutely indifferent performances from different centres.
If you've got the right leadership team, the market centre will work. And that's from, you know, the OPTL, the market centre manager, that it will work if you've got the right people there, because they're the ones that are then supporting the agents. They're the ones that are delivering the training. They're the ones that are there for the mentoring and the coaching. So you have to have the right leadership.
Indeed. I'm sure the other models will, the other centres will come up on the rails and give you a run for your money. But as I said, it just dropped into my head that the three successful ones that I know of that are punching really well are those three. So thank you for your time today.
Thank you.